News Talk 930 KROE 103.9 FM. Bob Grammons along and joining me in studio. Guess what we have going on this weekend? It's the final time of the classic Western film series at the Wyo on the big screen. Gene Sterling joins me this morning. Gene, how you doing?
Fine as paint, Bob.
Nice cool morning, isn't it?
Well, there was snow on the truck.
a little snow out there this morning. Gene's with us right now. Gene has started the classic Western film series 17 years ago, partner.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, every January for 17 years, I've been tied up every Sunday.
Every Sunday in January for 17 years. It's either a really good thing or, wow, that's kind of depressing. But no, it's a good thing.
Yeah, well, it gives me some kind of self-worth, you know.
We had some fun last weekend where there was a crooked man. Thanks for asking me to host that. A lot of free popcorn in the Wild Theater. There's going to be more free popcorn in the theater. This is the last weekend, partner, that we have it. And our own Tommy V is going to host the show, and it's going to be...
Cowboy.
Tell me about Cowboy.
1958. It is a movie about Glenn Ford and Jack Lemmon. Jack Lemmon's a dude. He actually wins half of Ford's cattle in a cattle drive. And he's just the clerk at this hotel. Okay. And he insists that he's going along. And he doesn't know fetch from go sick'em about cows.
So. Okay. All right. Tell us some more.
Well, Glenn Ford is a real hard-nosed guy. And they say that this movie portrays better than any other Western movie what a cattle drive at that time was.
Right.
They really tried to nail down a historically accurate cattle drive. Jack Lemmon, of course, is a funny guy. And remember the odd couple?
The odd couple.
Yeah, he's the odd couple.
He's the odd couple guy.
Almost the same thing. One old crap, you know, grouchy curmudgeon, and then this nutty city dude.
All right. And Tommy B is going to be the host. And you got some great sponsors, as you always do every year, Gene. And it's just getting more and more popular all the time. You get quite a few folks to come to the Wild on Sunday afternoon. There's nothing better than watching an old Western on the big screen.
You know, rather than run through the sponsors, I'd just like to take 1 second and do a shameless pitch for donations.
Yeah. Yeah.
You absolutely. Know, you can sponsor a show just like this. All season long, we have amazing shows.
Right.
And, you know, just get in touch with me or wildtheater.com, and, you know, you could be, I could be standing up on the stage saying your name.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you can be part of this series or any of the other many series that take place at the Wild. But, you know, you talk about the donations and such, and the sponsors that you have made the Classic Western Film Series every Sunday in January.
Couldn't do it without them.
Gene, I also want to talk about today's the final week of the Classic Western Film Series. And you got a lot of giveaways and raffles and things like that. Let's talk a little bit about those.
Well, one of my knives,
yes,
Buckaroo Blades, we'll be giving that away. We raffled it off. And this year I am giving the money directly back to the Western Film Series.
Nice.
If we do not find the royalties for a movie, we donate that amount to the old actors' home in Hollywood.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so we will, that's where this money will be going to that charity.
Okay.
I'll tell you a little bit of trivia about this movie. Are you familiar with Dalton Trumbo?
No.
Dalton Trumbo was a screenwriter, the most prolific screenwriter in Hollywood, and he was blacklisted in the McCarthy era. And he wrote in all these crazy aliases, and he won 3 Academy Awards.
Wow.
And they were fictional. They were given to fictional people.
Okay.
And he was a screenwriter, and he's called Saul Bass in this movie.
Oh, okay.
And he was a screenwriter. There was a movie with him, and he wrote in the bathtub with a typewriter on a board.
Okay.
And so he's a quite famous
character. We just do that with the laptop now.
if you've never seen any of Dalton Trumbo's movies, this is your chance.
Okay. All right. Nice. So there's a little tidbit more information. Tommy will probably have a few more things. You're going to have some giveaway. It's the final weekend, and it's Cowboy, Gene.
Cowboy.
Apropos. Gene, thanks a lot. You know, you always put this together every January, and it's becoming more and more popular all the time.
It is. Just, it's awesome to see. We think that we have the world's record for the longest running Western film series.
Love it. Nice.
So I got to keep it going.
Keep her going, man. 17 more years, right, Gene?
Until they pat me in the face with a shovel.
Okay. All right. Gene, thanks for coming in this morning. You have an awesome weekend.
Thank
and we'll
you,
see
Bob.
You on Sunday. All right. Gene Sterling, he started the Classic Western Film Series 17 years ago. It's on the big screen at the Wild Theater, 2 o'clock Sunday. Free popcorn, lots of great prize drawings. You're going to want to be at the Wild Theater this Sunday at 2 o'clock, hosted by our own Tommy B. And you can take in Cowboy.
FM 103.9 is News Talk 930. KROE, Sheridan. KROE.